Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Good morning, fellas.
Look at that pretty... We got a pretty sky in New York City there, Max Kellerman.
What voice is that? Is that like from your country club?
Yeah, it's not New York.
Yeah.
Not L.A.
What about my country club?
Like Greenwich Country Club? Is that where you...
I'm not in the Greenwich Country Club. That's how...
The Calabasas Country Club?
You know, I've never been.
Really?
I've never been.
How are you going to live in Calabasas? Never been to their country club?
I don't golf. So there's really no reason for me to... Everybody that's at the country club, I can see at the damn fish market.
But you belong to a country club.
But not that one.
But you don't golf.
Because I have kids.
Ah.
And my kids like to do the activities and swim and do a whole bunch of stuff. And
Jay, you're very smoothed out today. What is
this? Hey, we're going to take your swimming lessons that you can get. Well, $200 for swimming lessons at the country club.
Yeah, I mean, my kids can swim like fish. I can't, but they can swim. I know they don't need. They had swimming lessons as babies. My youngest can swim. Like
Listen, it's important. If your kids are around water, the only way to make them water safe, make sure they swim.
Yeah, I wasn't around water growing up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my brothers and sisters left me behind when they would go to the public swimming pool because they didn't want
to
watch me.
I had to
so they would leave me. That's messed up.
That's so messed up.
See you later.
So I didn't learn my mouth drop. I said, they're going to leave you like that?
Yeah, come on, man. They from the hood, man. They're not trying to take care of the little badass kid.
Go ahead, man. You fend for yourself in the water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they didn't. I think they took me like one time when I was like 6 years old, 7 years old, if I can remember right.
Mm.
And that was it. They just never – they used to get in – remember, they used to get in arguments because she wanted to take me, but he didn't want to watch me. But she – you know, it was like, I'm not taking even – I remember it like it was yesterday.
Did you ever ask – did you want to go? Did you ask them to go?
Yeah, but they would leave me behind. So it would become a family argument, and then at the end of the day, I just would be stuck at home. Sad, huh?
That's sad.
That's how.
Just brought my whole morning.
I believe that
watching a TV show with water in it.
I believe that the ocean contributed to that to me not being able to swim at the level that I need to swim at.
Yeah, you think?
I fake swim.
Right,
6.5 feet.
So what? You ever get swimming?
So you
lessons?
Do the hair now, flip when you come out of the water.
Yeah, my
Why not
get
right
why not get swimming lessons now? Just hire someone to give you some swimming lessons.
I don't need them.
I'm just saying, why not?
If I'm in a situation where I'm over water or something like that, I'm toast anyway.
Max,
so it doesn't
matter.
Max,
ego will allow him to take swimming lessons.
Yeah, I think so.
Imagine Key out there with floaties on.
No, you're not gonna have
swim.
Okay, so first of all, where am I going in swimming?
Your swimming pool.
Yeah.
I can walk in my swimming pool.
It'll go to the deep end.
6.5. Max. Maybe 7. And that's it.
Well, you're not standing at 7.
Can you tread water?
I can
bounce it.
You can keep your head over the water.
So here's what I would say.
Yeah.
I could fake swim. You know what fake swimming is?
Yeah.
I could swim underwater.
All right.
I could probably get from one end to the next, and that's pretty much it.
So it'll take you.
And I can't float.
Hey, so know what
I can't
you're
floor,
saying?
So fake
it'd take you 1 hour to learn how to swim if you could do
I
all
don't
that.
Wanna,
don't
what do I need to swim
Max,
for, Max?
You know why?
Jay, let's get
him
a swimming lesson.
But I'm at
it looks right. As long as it looks right, keep
yeah,
it
I'm cool.
Debate.
I can
if
fit.
If it looks
quick.
Right, that's all you need.
Quick.
Yeah, that's
just
all you
in.
Need.
Just in. Boom, 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 real quick.
Bye, bye, bye.
And I mean, I'm out.
Yeah, you're not swimming laps.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So what do I need it for?
You imagine Key diving in the pool in Cabo and come up like, man, this dude looks sweet.
I'm good.
He looks good.
Yeah, and so in the end, what am I in the – what water am I going in and I need to swim?
Like the ocean if you need to save your
kids. Okay, so –
it's good exercise. You can do laps in the pool.
My kids – could swim like fish. I'll show you some videos when we're done.
Yeah.
Like fish.
Yeah.
So what do I need it for? If I go to your house, Max?
Yeah.
I'm hanging out in the pool. We got cocktail. I'm chilling. I'm going to walk on the other side to the other side. I'm going to see Jay and his
it's
pool.
Not that, Hickey, it's not that you need it. It's that it's such a little thing to do. It would take you such a
no,
little
I'm
bit
not,
of time.
It's not
an issue anymore once you do
it's
that.
It's too hard.
Not hard.
It's too hard.
It just, see, he thinks it is, but based on what if he just I'm, said, Jay, I'm, he would learn look, in a half hour.
First of all, okay, we're going to move on to sports here after this. If I'm in a situation, Max, mm-hmm. and I'm in a dangerous situation, I'm toast anyway. Because that means
not if you can swim.
No, because no, I'm toast. It's over. It's
when you take one of your yachts out on the water,
one of my yachts. And okay, so one of your yachts out on the water. Yes. Yes. You got about 12 people that are professionals. Out of the 12, somebody's got me.
It's just a long way to go.
In the water and go say,
Jay, it's just a long way to go to convince yourself not to take. Jay, it's a long
somebody
way to go to convince
me.
Yourself not to take a half hour swimming lesson.
If I'm in Jay's yacht, there's a lot of things that protects us. We got tenders. We got the life jacket. Not them.
He's got the
not them life jackets. Stephen A. had.
No, the real. No, that was the real. That was a fake life jacket.
I don't know what that was. That didn't even look. It looked like if they
he
went
got
down,
life
it was
boats
a wrap
right on the side.
Yeah. So I feel. Yeah. So I feel comfortable. If I'm on jet skis, I got the real. Like I get on jet skis, and I got the real stuff on, and I've fallen off jet skis before.
But you got the life vest on.
I got the life vest on, and the jet ski is there.
Is there anything more fun than a jet ski? By the way,
yeah, but when I fell off that jet ski in Key West, Lord have mercy. You
was, it, was it front flip? Was it back? Did it go up?
Oh, I fell off the side.
Oh, the side, okay.
So when I got to tell a story. So when I fell off, the waves, the water was moving. So the jet ski started getting away from me because I tried really quick to get to it and get on top.
Careful with that, man.
Start swimming for your life.
Wait, that thing went from here to that wall in a heartbeat. You had to see my eyeballs.
I don't care what nobody say.
It was going off in the sunset.
When you're out in the middle of the ocean,
oh
Max, when you're out in the middle of the ocean and you're by yourself, I start freaking out.
No, but I was with the people, but I couldn't touch the bottom.
See, I can't.
Oh, I couldn't touch the bottom, Max.
I can swim fine, but for some reason, I think I'm like, yo, somebody, I'm a seal. Like, I look dark. Like, I think something's going to come up. I think something's going to get me. I start freaking out. I can't help
it. I told you last summer, great white. 20 feet from my daughter.
They're happening in Long Island all the time.
But I'm not going in the ocean.
Shark attacks in Long Island.
I'm not going.
I don't care what the biologists say. Get rid of the sharks. They're the enemy.
By me right there with my feet in the sand.
First of all, I'm not going in any dirty water in Long Island. So I won't.
First of all, we don't have dirty water in Long Island. It's not dirty water. It's nice water.
Actually, that's actually true, Key. Out all the way on the island because it's 100 miles long.
It's beautiful.
So you go all the way out. That's why people go to the
Caribbean.
I've been.
It's better than the Pacific than what you got in L.A.
I've been to the point.
It's better than what you got in L.A.
It's true. It's the beaches are nicer. It's true.
I'm not. Look.
Key, I don't front on L.A. You know that. I'm telling you, the beaches on Long Island and Cape Cod are nicer.
Come on, man.
It's true. Just the weather's not good all year.
Weather's not good all year.
You only got it for a couple months.
Don't sleep on the Key. Don't do that.
I'm asleep.
Don't come out to the East Coast and kind of, you know. Do that to us. Don't do that.
You know, we were planning.
If I was looking for chocolate milk, I know where to find it. And it ain't out in that ocean.
What?
I'm so confused.
We were planning on talking about the Giants, Daniel Jones, and Tyrod Taylor.
We got 4 hours to talk about Daniel Jones.
We'll do that coming up.
And Tyrod.
We'll do that coming
up. First team reps.
We have a lot to talk about today, including Key has more stories. More stories, war stories.
About?
New York City and the various
got jumped
creatures
by rats
you would,
this morning.
Yeah,
he came in here panting.
He got bullied by rats.
He came in here panting.
He didn't get jumped, he got bullied.
Said, so what, did you just come
took
up
the long way home.
Go, what the hell?
He took the long way to work. He said, literally, don't go that way anymore.
It's like your parents, you see a gang hanging on the corner, be like, yo, don't walk through. That's
don't
their,
go,
you
don't
walk
go that
around.
Way anymore.
You walk the 10 blocks around. That's what you do.
It's not normal. It's not normal.
It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle rats out here, man.
He saw a whole posse. It wasn't just one or two. It was a crew.
A little deep, man.
All right. On this date in 2008, swimmer Michael Phelps. Michael Phelps won his 8th gold medal at the Beijing Olympics for 4x100-meter medley relay, breaking Mark Spitz's record. Remember Mark Spitz back in the day? That was like the big swimmer when we were kids. Yeah.
Why do you,
seven,
no, I wasn't
set
kids
in 1972. Huh?
I wasn't kids when you guys were kids.
You don't remember Mark Spitz? You ever hear the name?
Though,
Yeah.
What year was that?
Like
70s. Yeah, when Key and I were little 80, kids, he was like
born.
The big name in swimming.
He had the thick J mustache.
Why you say J mustache?
Because you had one before.
No, you had the thick little mustache, too. Everybody had it.
No, I had a pencil. But, no, he had a thick one, though.
The thick joint?
Yeah.
You were a cop. He was a cop for a while with that mustache.
Right here? Like right here around like the side of the lips, it didn't
but it
go
was
down.
One of them thick ones.
So awkward. That was so awkward back in the day.
Now that you mention, I wonder why.
Why
the,
was that
the police force? Like, why do they do that?
Mustaches.
Yeah,
it seems to go with the category with
the
territory,
right?
Right
here on the edge of the right here.
See, in the 70s, the mustaches looked better because they did the Fu Manchu. Then in the 80s, for some reason, they thought it would look better if they cropped it. It didn't look good.
Nah.
All right. Brian Daboll says Tyrod Taylor, guys, he's going to get some reps with the first team offense in the preseason. Is this something or nothing for Daniel Jones? He may not know how to swim, but he knows football. Going to answer that question coming up. But first, this word.
See, that's what you get.
He may not know how to swim, but he knows football.
He does. We're going to ask him all about it. If we have a swimming question, we're not going to ask Key. But if it's a football question, we're going to ask Key.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
So, you know, I heard about people taking the long way home from school because, you know, a little crew hangs out in a certain area. But Key took the long way to work today.
I jumped by rats this morning.
The hotel that we stay at around the corner from here, and you probably never stayed there, Max, so had to go this way. But there's the restaurants, and then there's like walkway, the streets, they blocked it off as restaurants. No cars go down, whatever.
Surprised you take that way instead of walking towards like the main street and then walking down.
But it I guess, feels easier.
Yeah, I guess, yeah, because you just walk straight
you
across.
Just walk
yeah,
walk straight across or whatever, yeah. Instead of going down South Street. So I'm walking, and I cross the street from the hotel, and I'm walking. So now there's all these restaurants. So I get into the street, two restaurants in. Left side, right side. The canopies are there. They got the trellises, the outdoor seating. I'm out. I see the trash bag. So
it's dark out.
It's dark.
No one's
I'm
already
anticipating. Okay, I know it's probably okay. So I'm anticipating. So now one goes, shoom, rap. I'm like, oh, blank. Maybe not. So then I walk as I'm walking back toward the hotel to come through and come down the middle of the street rather than the sidewalk on the trellis. There's probably three rats because they heard me scream like, oh, you
how know, big.
Man, them dudes had to be chicken sized.
Dudes.
And I heard
not rats and dudes.
On the trellis, I can, you know, I'm like, oh, blank. And I'm like, oh. So then I said, man, you know what? I'm going to walk down the middle of the street.
Yeah, of course.
That way, I'm not on the sidewalk. I can see both sides. The trellises is away from me.
They know to stay away from you. They're supposed to.
There's a sniper on the rooftop.
So now, I'm walking, and I'm walking with pace.
Yeah.
So now, there's an opening as I get into the middle of the block. There's an opening, so there's a trash bag or several, and I see it, and I hear. Man, I swear to you, it had to be 20 of them. And they was big.
And
they was big. So me, I done turned around and went back toward the hotel with a slight jog to come around, to go back, to come up South Street and walk in the middle of South Street hoping that a trash truck doesn't hit me or a car doesn't hit me. So I'm walking literally in the middle of the street. On South Street in the middle.
Max, you missed it because when you came, I was
and
here.
I was sweating.
I was sitting here in the seat and I came in. Keith said, I said, what? Are you
okay?
He got
chased home. Yeah.
I was like, why are you? I'm talking about like, you know, just, a dead sweat though. Like a legit, like post workout sweat.
Out. It just creeps me out. It's so disgusting. It's gross. And to think that you eat at those places and those establishments and I
put
understand.
Your hands all over the red, it all just, of it.
It was. Ugh,
there's God. A rat problem in this town.
Yeah.
Although I got some rat stories from L.A.
Not
too, though.
Small though. That's the problem. In L.A., you get field mice.
Okay,
where
wait.
Lived.
Coming up later in the show, we got to get back into the rats in L.A. Keyshawn J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. So, guys, Brian Daboll says Tyrod Taylor,
TT,
is gonna get some reps with the first team offense in preseason. Mm. Key, is this something or nothing for Daniel Jones?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both, Max. And what I mean by that is it's nothing because he's going to be the regular season starter on opening day. Now you say for how long? So this gives him an opportunity to really, from a coaching staff standpoint, to see what the first unit looks like with Tyrod Taylor.
Hmm.
I don't remember what the first unit looked like in the first preseason game with Daniel Jones. But what coaches do, they
it looked okay.
Yeah, they look at it, they go, okay, let's give him – 3 series, and let's see what that unit looks like as they move down the field. We're going to put a handful of plays in. Let's see if this blah, blah, blah. They already know in their mind, believe it or not, they already got a count for Daniel Jones of how it's going to go in the regular season. They're not going to mess around with him. They're going to play with him for about 3 to 4 to 5 games and see how it goes. But getting Tyrod Taylor the reps with the first unit, typically, Jay, what happens is the starting quarterback goes in the preseason with the first unit, a couple snaps, a couple series. Then if you want to insert the second guy in, you do that. You don't start the second guy. Mm-hmm. It's a quiet competition for later in the season.
Not a stated one.
For later in the season.
Uh-huh.
No matter how well Tyrod can go out there and score on every single possession throughout the regular preseason. I mean, the rest of the preseason.
Daniel Jones still going to start
Daniel
week
Jones
one.
Still going to start week one. If he's healthy.
But it is something. That sounds like something, not nothing, Jay.
But, Max, this is everything. And this is why I love sports. I love pressure. Pressure. So, Daniel Jones, you're 12-25 as a starter. Your offense ranked 31st last year.
Sounds...
31st in the league. You only had 15 passing touchdowns, which ranks 30th in the league. So, there's pressure on the line. Look, people want him to be successful. He will be given an opportunity, but the leash is so short. And we have Tyrod Taylor right there who's getting first-team reps, Key. Like, that's a sign saying, hey, this is yours until it's not yours.
Yeah, they want to get a look at him and with the first unit, which makes sense. It just usually happens if there's a quarterback competition.
Which there is.
Or after the starter plays a few snaps, then they insert a guy with the first unit to see how that looks, like, into the second quarter. That type of thing. Then they take him out, take the first unit out,
Key,
and bring in the second
you a question.
Unit.
Like, yeah, I know you've never been a number two wide receiver, but I have a good feeling for who you are. If there was a competition, would you run towards it or would you run away from it for a position? You will run towards it. Not even a question.
I would embrace it. And
you would talk trash. You would beat people up for it.
Let me tell you something.
You would beat people up for it.
As I told Parcells one year when he was talking about taking – a receiver, I told him, you're getting ready to waste a draft pick, man.
Mm-hmm.
What you doing? He'll never play.
Go
He'll never, ever, ever, ever play. And I remember when we was with the Cowboys, they traded for Peerless Price, so they brought Peerless Price in because he played with Bledsoe in Buffalo. I said, y'all just wasted that roster spot. He ain't getting on the field.
And Max, that's the opportunity
for Daniel
Jones. Me
and Terry Glenn got this handled.
And that's
the opportunity. That's what you
want to
see from Daniel Jones.
This is Jay's point.
Exactly my point. It'll never happen.
Like, all right, great. There's competition. You're giving him first team reps. Watch. Watch exactly what happens. But if he doesn't have Key's demeanor or that kind of response,
can I
tell you, I don't want him as a starting quarterback on my team.
I was a wild boy when I played, man.
I tell you, you were a dog. I was saying one, two, I feel it.
Billy Miller, who went on who was with me at USC, who we went on to have nice success in the NFL and win a Super Bowl with the Saints. One game we was playing in college, and they brought him, put him, you know, I saw him bringing him into the game to take me out. I told him, man, he came to the huddle. I said, man, if you don't get your ass out this huddle. I'm like, what? I said, get out the huddle. Let me coming in here because they told you to come in here.
But see, Max,
I'll come out when I want to come out.
This could do something to a team because Jamal Crawford and I had the same battle. We were battling for who's going to be the starting point guard. We spent half the year fighting each other instead of actually playing on the same floor together because we were that competitive for who was going to get the spot. But you need it.
So I looked up Tyrod Taylor's career stats because I think of him as a good quarterback.
Stats,
and I'll tell you something else. I know it's preseason, it's a little thing and everything. I thought he looked better than Daniel Jones. The offense, it just looked a little more comfortable when he was in. Very, you know, from what I saw. Tyrod Taylor's career stats, you're seeing the TDs, but really what I look for is touchdown to interception ratio because I want to know what's the ball security like. Tyrod Taylor passing touchdowns in his career.
Oh, he protects the ball.
59 turnovers. 25. He's better. He's significantly better than 2-1, which is good. That's starting quarterback territory. And the issue with Daniel Jones so far in his career, the number one issue has been ball security.
And here's what I would say. Tyrod Taylor's a better quarterback than Daniel Jones. It's not, in my opinion, it's not close.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is when you draft a guy, what was he, 6?
Yep.
When you take a guy 6 and he's in where he's at in his career, you got to give him an opportunity to play. But Tyrod Taylor's a better quarterback than Daniel Jones.
I really –
Buffalo Bills screwed it up that year. They went to the playoffs. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They played the Peter man. He threw 6 interceptions or 5 interceptions or whatever. Like, why are you benching Tyrod Taylor?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always think like in certain – I'll say like in a parallel universe. In other words, like if things would have broke a different kind of way – Tyrod Taylor, to me, in a parallel universe, is a franchise quarterback for someone. He's a guy who started his career someplace. He's their quarterback. He's had some playoff success, but he's snake bit. He's one of these players that just something bad always happens for that guy.
It's a toe here, a late there, a car accident here. It's
right.
Always something.
As a young player, though, that's one hell of a player to have behind you that you know in a parallel universe would be a starter if he had the right opportunity.
As a young player, a hell of a player to be behind you.
Yeah, in other words,
so
like,
saying,
that's
like,
a real
like
competition.
A player who's on the verge of not knowing whether he's going to be a starter like Daniel Jones, to have somebody behind you who just hasn't been afforded the right opportunity because something always happens, this could be the right opportunity for him.
Well, Daniel Jones hasn't had a great opportunity either, to be honest. Like, the Giants have been a mess since he's been there. Coaching turnovers, no offensive line.
But you can
line,
only play
no.
the hand you're dealt, Max, yep. as an athlete.
But you can overcome – see – as a player, you can overcome 3 years of bad coaching. You can overcome that with your skill set. He has the football in his hands 99.9% of the time. He can overcome those bad
things. In other words, Justin Herbert, wherever you put him, he'd look good.
Yeah, we right, understand getting sacked. We understand the protection broke down. But when the protection doesn't break down, and you don't go from 1 to 2 to 3, you stay locked on to 1 and you getting hit in the back of your head because you holding on to the football. That has nothing to do with design. That has something to do with you.
Yeah.
And that's where Daniel Jones is because you could tell, look, man, some quarterbacks have been in bad situations in their careers, employers, but you could tell, like, if he was with a different team, he might be good.
So it's starting to sound like Sam Darnold, isn't it?
Yeah, you know,
it's starting to sound like it. It feels very similar.
In baseball, it's called a 4A player. I've talked about this. There are guys who at AAA, they tear it up, and they should be good in the majors. They need a league between AAA and the majors. Daniel Jones and Sam Darnold both look like that to me. If there was a league between college and the NFL, they would be stars. But the NFL looks like a little too much.
No, I disagree. I think it's having the right situation that you get brought into.
Well, that contributes for sure.
That goes a long way. Key and I talk about it all the time.
Panthers and Patriots engage in multiple fights, guys, at Tuesday's joint practice. What's the value of having joint practice?
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
KJ, when I lived in D.C., I had an apartment in D.C. I was hosting Around the Horn way back in
you
the day.
DJ?
D.C. D.C.
You
Washington,
were a DJ.
DC.
What would your DJ name be, Max?
Back then, it's like Grandmaster so-and-so, right? Yeah. But when I had my apartment in D.C. and I was hosting Around the Horn, that was my wake-up song every single day.
Get out the way?
Yeah, ludicrous. I used to put it, somehow it got me out of bed. You know, I used to put it on the little, remember the little CD you could put in the alarm clock? Yeah.
I feel like that's an aggressive way to wake up.
Yeah, get you out of bed.
When did this song come out?
So it's got to be 03 or something like that, 02, 01, 02.
Who played that? Who was that theme for as a running back? Get out
Luda?
The way. It was somebody, what's the big dude?
Bus?
No, not the bus. Played for the Giants.
Oh, Brandon Jacobs?
Was it?
I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Get out the
this
way.
This might predate Brandon Jacobs.
You think it might predate?
Yeah, but that's okay because you could still play it a couple years later.
Yeah, they used to play that a lot. Yeah, I remember they played it in the stadiums whenever he would run the ball or somebody like that. Yeah.
Well, see, Max, I don't like waking up aggressively.
Really? I gotta put the battery in my back.
Because
it's
just like I joke. Like I just give me something easy. Like ease me into my morning.
I don't know, man.
Even listen to music.
Ease me into my morning. I'll go back to sleep.
All right, so like, what's your alarm clock? Is it like the or is it like, does it play?
No, it's
like
more
gentle music.
Yeah, it's more gentle on
the
phone
because
I don't
saying.
Like the way the phone's alarms are annoying. But this is not annoying. This I like. So when I wake up, I'd feel energized, you know?
Yeah, but you're waking up by your, you won't, I see it. I don't know.
What?
Whatever comes on my phone, that's what I wake up to.
I don't think the wife would enjoy.
No, you can't.
Get
no,
out
no,
the
I
way.
Was, no, I was by myself
Bro,
in D.C.
Yeah.
You
know,
this is 20 years ago.
You talking to me in the morning? What you calling me?
This is 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's fair. That's true.
All right. Panthers and Patriots. So they have a joint practice yesterday, Tuesday.
Get out the way.
There were multiple fights.
So dark.
You are dark. Why do you keep saying you're so dark? You keep looking at yourself and rubbing your face. You're dark. It's fine.
Yes,
it's
you're in
beautiful.
The sun. It is
I'm
summertime.
I'm not saying anything about it. I'm just saying I got dark. I'm just talking to myself.
Because you be looking at yourself in the camera. He does this every morning. We're here. He looks at the lights like, did y'all dim the lights? Why y'all messing with the lights? He starts rubbing his cheeks. I'm so dark. I'm like, yes, you're dark.
I understand that.
It's the big light in the sky.
Is it
going to
come off on your hands when you rub it?
No, this is not blackface, son. This is legit.
Oh, my.
This is not going to come off without.
Yates.
You said it.
Well, because Yates said it in my. I got to stop repeating things that Yates says in my ear. Yates, be getting my ass
you
in
can't
trouble.
Say it, Max.
What's that? What'd I say? I didn't say anything.
I just want to protect you.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it.
I want you to get canceled.
But go ahead.
I'm actually dark for me.
You are. Hey, by the
for
way,
me, I got a little son.
You were like Casper during the winter. That, it was bad.
Let me tell you the worst part real quick before we get to this.
You were the color of
your shoes. We want you to tell us. We Squirrel. Want you to tell us about the Pats.
Wait a minute.
In the brawl.
Now I have to say this. You know me, Key. The worst part about the East Coast is the color you turn in the winter is not a healthy human color.
Not good.
It's the color of a corpse.
For you, not good
I turn green.
Yeah.
Oh, it's not good. All right.
Start seeing all the veins. Why are your veins green?
Vascular. All right.
Hey, well, you needed lotion before. I told you. Well, your ankles look all right.
See, look at Key. Like, don't get him off track. First, now it's lotion. Now
Key looks at himself in the monitor.
You can't give Key a close up when we're trying to talk sports.
I look at myself every day in the mirror.
He starts touching himself.
Do you have a mirror face?
Huh?
You have a mirror face?
A mirror face?
You know how people, like, they put a different face on when they look at themselves in the mirror? You got a mirror face?
No. But Key squints.
Maybe you do and you don't know.
No, see, he does a squint. I see it. Because I see him doing it.
What are you talking about?
You're doing it right now. Because you're looking. By the way, you just looked at me and you were looking at yourself in a monitor out of the side of your eye.
He couldn't take his eyes off himself.
You tried to look at Jay and your eyes went right back. Y'all going to have people. Point. Y'all gonna have people really thinking that something's wrong with me.
Something is wrong with you.
I'm fine. You
are fine. There's something wrong with all of us. No, I'm just different.
I want to hear about the Pats and their brawl.
All right, look. What's the value in having joint practices? Let's start there.
I've only had maybe two joint practices in my career that I could remember, and that was against the Dolphins when I was with the Bucks. We never did it with Bill in Dallas. And we never did it with the Jets, and then didn't do it in Carolina.
Why not?
It wasn't a huge thing back then. Some teams did it, but not all.
So what's the value in it?
Well, I think because you get a chance to play against, practice against other people other than yourself, and you get to beat up on somebody other than your teammates, and you get different looks, and you get ready to play them. Like the Pats are going to play the Panthers here in week two of the preseason on Friday night. So they get a chance to just get a different feel.
It's weird. It's like two boxers going to fight, and they spar before they fight almost. It's weird.
But wait, see, this is why I don't understand
it's just
about
like
football
preseason
players.
Basketball.
Hold on, Key. Yep. No. Why y'all be trying to hit each other with helmets on? I see guys throw punches. I'm like, the dude's wearing a helmet. Why are you throwing a punch with a dude wearing a helmet on?
Jay.
I don't get
bad
it.
Bad for your hands. I not good for your hands.
Football players be different, man.
I can't speak for other people. But whenever I got into a little skirmish scuffle at practice, I never.
Never swung at somebody's.
No, because I just grab you underneath your neck and choke you out.
Jesus.
You see how aggressive that was?
I know. You look back at my neck.
He's like, I wouldn't throw a punch. I would just try to commit a felony.
All right, well, that's different.
Let me just get right up underneath you. Bam. Once I'm up underneath you. See, I was more of that.
Okay.
I wasn't a swing dude. I just rough you up because I'm probably stronger than you. I'm bigger than you. So I'm just going to grab you and pick you up and just deal with you like that. Dudes do stupid stuff. And here's what I would say to you. If you and Max would ever get out there in 10-degree heat with humidity and all that, and you sweating, and you already mad because you're tired of the coaches treating you like you are nothing. And now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the anger, the fuel, and all of a sudden somebody says something to you, does something to you, and it just what happens.
Pops off.
Yeah, that's what happens. But see, I don't like you anyway.
But see, going for the neck up underneath is one thing. Like, I'm still gonna try to be someone. If we fight, I'm gonna try to be smart.
Yeah, or I'm gonna grab you by the face mask and then I'm gonna come underneath.
Jeez.
All right, on the one hand, when you swing someone a helmet on the one hand, you're thinking you're really not trying to fight because you know. On the other hand, you're like, yo, those are your hands. You need your hands. What are you doing?
Yeah, but you don't understand, Max. Like, guys with helmets and fights and stuff like that. So you've seen a football helmet before, right?
Of course.
I'm sorry, but I just had to ask. I mean, like,
I've lived on Mars my whole life. Yeah.
But I'm saying analyze one. You've seen it. There's screws in it and bolts and stuff. I've seen people yank the entire face mask, how strong people
yank
are.
Yank it off?
Right? With the screws and everything in it.
Oh, my God. See, that's
like, literally snatch off a dude's whole face mask off of him.
That's why I didn't play football, Max.
You know, I asked Damian Woody, Jay. Wild. I asked D. Wood, what was your max on the bench when you were in the league?
And they get stronger because they mad.
I asked D. Wood what his max on the bench was. You know what it is? Guess what it is.
What?
D. Woods max on the bench when he was playing? Over 600 pounds.
Yeah, easy.
Over
I can tell you that.
600 pounds.
I'll be seeing dudes walk in the studio. I'm like,
easy. 600 ain't for him. I'm saying that's easy. That's light.
Lightweight.
It's like
600 pounds.
Yeah, my max at the time was, I think, 415.
That's a lot of weight.
Yeah, it's a lot of weight.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to rep
what
out
you
175.
Say you see a lot of dudes walking in.
Well, I mean, because, you know, as athletes, huh? You know, yeah. I see you do it as athletes all the time. I always look people up and down. Like Max, I can tell, like real quick, okay, Max got a hurt back. He ain't really running fast. Just walking the door. But like for certain dudes, like I look, when Key walking, I'm like, all right, damn, I know Key was like 6'4", 6'5". Key,
right.
Like you start sizing dudes out. Like when D Wood and some of these other dudes walk in, I'm like, yo, damn. And I can't imagine what it looks like when it's in its peak conditioning.
Crazy.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like
them
it's
dudes,
just,
them dudes Mekhi are strong,
Becton, these dudes,
man.
You see these dudes? I was with Saquon. I see, I'm like, yo, Saquon, mountain. Wait, what?
Like
Ted Washington or someone like that, or
yeah, but I played with Larry Allen, and so Larry Allen, one of the best offensive linemen in the history of the game, Hall of Famer, the whole deal. I literally rest in peace, Terry Glenn. But I watched him annihilate Terry Glenn because Terry Glenn was in the way. He pulled in a game.
In the way.
He was just in the way.
Just in the way.
We were blocking on a toss play. I had my man. Terry was supposed to go get his man, and LA pulled. And I got my man, boom, I threw him out the way. So now I could see what's going on. LA pool, and Terry was in the way. Man, he hit Terry. I thought he killed Terry. He hit him so hard, Terry flew about 5 yards, and he didn't care. Terry was in the way. He was going to get his dude, and Terry was in the way.
So it's a good thing the helmets are on when they throw the punches, Jay.
Can I tell you why I laughed, though, Key? Because I know 1,000%. How many of y'all laughed after that? How many of y'all messed with Terry for the whole year?
Man.
See, what happens when stuff like that happens in practice, and you see it, oh, you about to get Josh on the whole year,
yeah, Jumbo,
all day.
Jumbo Elliott hit me one time I was in the way. And Jumbo 6'6", probably 3, I bet you Jumbo was 315, 330 solid, though. Like solid, though. Not an ounce of fat on him at all. And nice as can be, man. Sweet as a pie. And just mean on the football field.
Massey, yeah. I'll tell you what I thought was I know we were talking about the fight, but I thought the biggest takeaway yesterday from watching excerpts of that was that you had the Pats offense on one field with the Panthers defense, and then on the opposite field, you had the Panthers offense with the
defense.
Pats defense, right? Bill Belichick was on the side with the Pats offense as Matt Patricia was the main person in the headset. And just – it went back to me about that relationship between Patricia and Mac Jones and how Bill Belichick will have to manage that relationship and when he will decide, Key, to kind of – how do you think he'll navigate that? Kind of picking his spots, when to choose to interrupt Matt Patricia with this is what he wants to run with the offense. Because that relationship, that dynamic is so different considering Josh McDaniels isn't there anymore.
Well, he's still – the same thing you've seen Bill doing there, he did with Josh McDaniel too. Everything is already scripted. They already know the plays that they want to run, when they want to run the plays, down and distance, what part of the field, all of those sort of things. And his communication is simply, Mac should have done this or maybe we should have done that. He's not telling Matt Patricia what to do because it's already scripted. He already knows when he's going out there what's scripted, what he's going to do, how he wants to do it. I wouldn't be shocked if the Panthers' defensive side of the ball and the script of the Patriots are put together so they mirror each other and they both know what's coming. Because coaches will do that, just because that's the way they practice.
Download the ESPN Fantasy app, the most popular fantasy sports app, period. It makes playing ESPN Fantasy football easy, fun, and fast. Updates to gameplay are on the ESPN Fantasy app, including new scoring and league management tools and more new features and updates on the way throughout the season. Sign up at ESPN.com/FFL. Or download the ESPN Fantasy app. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we are presented by Progressive Insurance and are joined now, guys, by someone who can tell us a little bit more about what happened yesterday, ESPN Patriots reporter Mike Reese. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Doing good. Mike? Doing good, bud.
So take us through what happened in that fight, Mike, between the Pats and the Panthers yesterday.
Yeah, so just as you guys were just discussing, you had the Patriots offense on one side of the field, and then on the other field it was Patriots defense. So this fight was on the Patriots offensive field, and it was sort of an innocent, catch along the sideline by a Patriots receiver. And next thing you know, there's a little jarring. It was right in front of all the Panthers' defensive players. So they had a lot of guys over there. And then a little jarring became a little shoving. And next thing you know, you had players running over from the other field. And it's like both teams. And it was hard to really see what was going on. But they threw out three players, two Patriots, one Panther. And that's for throwing punches, guys. Like, that's the rule that the coaches had going in. You throw a punch, you're thrown out of practice. So it got a little bit chippy. I would rate it as a 7 out of 10 in terms of training camp fights that I've seen over the years.
Did anybody connect, though? That's the key, Mike, if they connected. Did anybody connect?
Maybe a connection. Kendrick Bourne might have connected. The problem might have been that he might have connected to a helmet key, you know, which I'm not sure how good that does, you know, when you connect to a helmet.
Yeah, that I've never understood that, even though I played. That's stupid. That's what you get paid, especially Kendrick Bourne. You're a receiver. You need your hands, your knucklehead. Tools. Like, what are you doing? That's how you make your money. But, you know, like I said to these guys earlier, Mike, when you're out there in 100-degree temperature and coaches are screaming and yelling at you and you just, you know, the blood starts to boil, and that's kind of how you get into the little skirmishes. But it's not that big of a deal. They'll be friends next week and hanging out in Miami. Anyway, how did Mac Jones look?
So I'd say some good, some bad. You know, Key, the thing that stood out to me was he had a great chance to sort of end the practice with an exclamation mark. You know, this offense is looking for something to build confidence, to sort of send it on its way. And they had this great opportunity in the two-minute offense. They were finishing up practice, and he had two, you know, good completions to start the drive. Because, you know, you're in the 2 minutes. Sometimes you need just that one play to get you going. And then it just went off the rails, Key. You know, check down, pressure, throw out of bounds, and then a desperation heave that was intercepted at the goal line. And I sort of took that snapshot and said, that's where I view Mac and the offense right now. You know, some flashes, but not enough consistency, still trying to find their way.
Mike, with that being said, dive a little bit deeper into this trinity of Patricia, Belichick, and Mac Jones. How is that kind of circle of trust working?
So it's so fascinating, right? And I made the point that this has got to be the only place in the NFL where reporters are watching the sideline as much as they're watching the action on the field, right? And Matt Patricia had the walkie-talkie as the primary voice in Mac's helmet yesterday. And this is this trio, it is different. Like, you just made the point before I came on, like, Belichick would usually be with the defensive side of the field, but he's spending most of his time with the offense. And that really showed up to me yesterday when they split the fields the way they did. You know, they have a great working relationship. I don't sense any, you know, there's no tension or there's no confusion as to, like, what everyone's role is. To me, it's just more like, where is this going to end up, guys? Like, who's going to be calling the plays? And do they have the answers? Like, ultimately, Josh McDaniels was given a lot of latitude as the offensive coordinator by Bill. And now, like, Matt Patricia, Joe Judge are those two leading coaches. Ultimately, like, is that going to be good enough? To me, that's the dynamic that is fascinating to watch.
Mike, let me ask you this. Who's the quarterback coach? I understand Matt Patricia's calling plays, which that doesn't matter to me. The quarterback coach is more important than the guy who's calling the plays, because the quarterback coach can help the mechanics. The play calling is a play calling because it's a feel, it's a rhythm. It's an understanding of what the defense is trying to do. And when you're ex-defensive coordinator like Matt Patricia, you understand what the defense is trying to do to your offense, so you could, you know, manipulate and balance that. But who's the quarterback coach?
So the quarterback's coach is Joe Judge. And just for those, you know, I mean, I think everyone knows his background. He was with the Giants, right, the head coach for 2 years. But before that is what I would focus on is he was primarily a special teams coordinator. He had one season where he was also a wide receivers coach in addition to his special teams duties. And I think that's really hits at the heart of what we're talking about here. Like, has he been around or done it long enough, you know, where when they run into questions where they need to come up with the answers, are these the right guys, right? And Bill Belichick's whole thing is these guys, he thinks they're exceptional coaches no matter their background or positions, and he feels like a great coach can coach any position. And really, that's sort of what we're going to watch to see if Belichick's philosophy here plays out.
Yeah, that's how I feel, though, Mike. I feel like a great coach because I've been around enough great coaches. I've been around Tony Dungy, who came into the league, who was a quarterback at Minnesota when he was in college, became a defensive coordinator, played defensive back. So I've been around Bill Parcells, much like Belichick, has coached both sides of the field. I mean, Bill would be over here talking to Max Kellerman and look over there and say, what the hell are you doing wrong, Jay? And then he's talking to the offense, you know, and so – I get it. Good coaches can coach anything. I'm just worried about the understanding of the quarterback position for Mac Jones's growth. That's all.
You mean Joe Judge?
Well, I mean, you got to have somebody who understands the position, who understands he took a 4-step drop instead of a 5-step drop, and be able to explain that to him and articulate that to him.
Mike Reese, thank you as always.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
Get out to Gillette. Let's go.
Yeah, seriously, no more phoners. We need you in front of that stadium.
Love it. Love it. Have a great show, guys.
Mike's out in front of that stadium. Nothing's going on just because it looks good. That guy is a trooper. All right. Could the best player in the NFL actually have the biggest bounce back in 2022?
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.